1065, he's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
And he's getting ready to play it this Friday at Sky River Casino. Are you smarter than Kevin? And if you would like to be part of that, I'm going to be there as well. And we're going to be playing Are You Smarter Than Kevin? 7:30 Friday night at Sky River Casino. You have to go to endonline.com to register your team. And I would do it today because spots are almost full. So there's all kinds of cash prizes and got to be 21 and over. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. You're playing for a $160 jackpot, but win or lose, you got yourself a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. So congratulations there, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Kevin's leaving the studio. Here we go. Question one. By the way, this is all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Their food is incredible. It's delicious, and it's all farm-to-fork organic. Go in today. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Question one. The Olympics are underway, and America is doing pretty well in the medal count, but the opening ceremonies really offended some conservative Christians in America. They took to the internet to say that the Last Supper parody was in bad taste. Except it wasn't a Last Supper parody. It was supposed to be Mount Olympus. The kind of the king of the Greek gods who lives on Mount Olympus is who?
Zeus.
Question two. Robert Downey Jr. made a huge announcement at Comic-Con over the weekend when he said he's returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But wait! Iron Man died! Right. He's playing a new character, the supervillain Dr. Doom. Is Dr. Doom's real name Victor Von Doom or Martin St. Doom?
Victor Von Doom.
Question three, Donald Trump said something shocking even for him at a rally over the weekend. He told supporters they only need to vote for him this last time because after that he'll quote unquote fix things so they'll never have to vote again. His camp says he was joking, but critics say that someone who tried to overthrow democracy once probably shouldn't joke about something like that. Who invented democracy? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
Agree.
All righty. And question four, the Park Fire near Chico has now grown to over 360,000 acres, which is bigger than L.A. This is the largest wildfire this year and one of the largest in California history. Experts are suspecting it was started by arson. Fire needs three things to burn: heat, fuel, and what?
Oxygen.
Question five. Deadpool and Wolverine had a huge weekend, like huge. It had the largest debut for any R-rated movie in history. It had the eighth largest opening ever and the largest opening in the month of July ever. It made $205 million domestically and $233 million around the world. So what is the total?
Can you repeat the numbers?
$205 million here and $233 million everywhere else. So what is the total?
$438
million. All righty. Please bring Kevin back in for me. And Marissa, where are we going today? It's very windy.
Going to work.
Where do you work?
I work for Sutter.
You work for Sutter? Are you allowed to say what you do for Sutter?
I do scheduling for pediatrics.
For pediatrics. Oh, my gosh. That is a super important job. Thank you very much for doing what you do. I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. The Olympics, they are underway.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the opening ceremonies?
Yes. Snoop Dogg.
They were very interesting. But they were apparently very offensive to conservative Christians in America who complained that they did not like the parody of The Last Supper, except it was not a parody of The Last Supper. It was supposed to be Mount Olympus. The king of the Greek gods who lives on Mount Olympus is who?
Zeus.
Zeus. That is correct. He's daddy. Mm-hmm. Question two, Robert Downey Jr. made a huge announcement. Did you see that?
Yes. It was so exciting. My jaw still dropped.
So at first I hated it.
Why?
I thought that him coming back to play Dr. Doom was really, really, really lazy casting.
No.
There's so many better actors out there that would be better for that part. They didn't need to do it. But then a friend of mine who is way more into comic books than I am,
Multiverse.
Who still doesn't like the casting, but he's like, there is a storyline in the comic books where Iron Man is Dr. Doom.
Oh.
Right. So if that's what they're doing, okay, but we'll see. Anyway.
That's going to be good.
Is Dr. Doom's real name Victor Von Doom or Martin St. Doom?
Victor Von Doom.
Victor Von Doom. Question three, Donald Trump said something shocking even for him at a rally. He told supporters, you only need to vote for me this one last time because after that I'm going to fix things, quote unquote, that you'll never have to vote again. And his camp says he was joking, but critics are saying he tried to overthrow democracy, so he probably shouldn't joke about that. And it didn't sound like he was joking. Who invented democracy?
The Greeks.
The Greeks.
They invite everything, I feel.
Question four, the park fire near Chico is now 360,000 acres, which is bigger than Los Angeles. It's the largest wildfire this year and one of the largest in California history. It's terrible. Fire needs three things to burn. Heat, fuel, and what?
Oxygen.
Yeah, oxygen. And question five, Deadpool and Wolverine came out. Did you see it?
Not yet.
You didn't see it.
I saw so many spoilers and I'm pissed about it.
That's why you were supposed to see it right away. I have a very, very, very spoiler-free review up right now.
I gotta read that.
It's a video on Instagram at Gavin Wake Up Call, or you can text the word movie to 916-909-1065 if you want to see it. It made $205 million domestically.
Oh, wow.
And it made $233 million around the world. So what's that total?
438 million.
Ooh, that is correct.
And Deadpool on fire.
Oh, indeed. Marissa, final score. You both got 5 out of 5.
What? Wow. And it's a Monday.
Wow, what a tie.
Marissa! I don't think 5-5 has ever happened before.
Man, that might be a first. I agree with Kevin. That was very impressive. These questions, maybe they were too easy. I don't know.
They were a little easy.
Well, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot, Marissa. We play for $180 tomorrow, but you do have a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. So stay on hold. We got to get your information. And what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just the smartest Kevin.
That is correct. Yes, you are. Stay on hold.